Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I never used the term Taco Tuesday. I used the term Taco Monday when I was in training in the 90s. Because when I was rotating when you're a medical student, I was a fourth year medical student at Olive View Hospital. Mondays is when the Olive View Hospital served tacos. And that was the best tasting taco meat I've ever had. It was so good that I would take my husband there for lunch on a Monday, if it was a holiday and a three-day weekend, even though I usually had to work. But if I worked the night before and I was post-call, where are we going to lunch? It's Taco Monday. So you might indirectly hear me say Taco Monday, but over the last few decades, it's a term that is now called Taco Tuesday. And Taco Tuesday apparently had a trademark, and it was liberated by Taco Bell, a competing fast food chain to Taco John. Taco John held the trademark, but we're being told that Taco Bell won, asking the United States Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the trademark. Now, how could that happen? If it's trademarked, it should be good or set in stone. They said that it was a common phrase that Taco John's had monopolized unfairly in the restaurant industry. Taco John is not as big as Taco Bell. And from what we're being told, they had to forfeit protecting their trademark because it would have cost them a lot of legal fees. That's kind of how things work these days. Whoever has more money and longevity, it's like playing poker. If you could go the distance, because you got plenty of chips and time, you could sometimes knock everybody out of the game. And apparently, Taco John's CEO, Jim Creel, said, "We've always prided ourselves on being the home of Taco Tuesday, but paying millions of dollars to lawyers to defend our mark just doesn't feel like the right thing to do." His chain is a Cheyenne, Wyoming-based chain. They are going to donate $100 for each of their 400 locations to a nonprofit for restaurant workers in crisis. Also, is challenging Taco Bell to do the same. Taco Bell has more than 7,200 locations in the U.S. Representatives for Taco Bell did not immediately respond to the request, according to Reuters. Taco John's own the right to use Taco Tuesday in commerce in every state but New Jersey. New Jersey, the Taco Tuesday is owned by Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in Summers Point. A separate Taco Bell challenge to that trademark is still pending. The restaurant's co-owner, Gregory, told Reuters he did not have plans to give up the trademark, and he was shocked that Taco John's abandoned its mark so soon. Taco Bell publicized its petitions to cancel the Taco Tuesday marks as part of a marketing campaign, claiming it wanted to liberate the phrase for restaurants nationwide. Taco John told the patent office last month that Taco Bell was only seeking to sell more tacos and that its mark did not prohibit anybody from advertising or selling tacos on Tuesday. So this whole thing, and we're going to, by the way, be seeing a lot more of this. as we have copyright trolls, and as we have people trying to look and make money, they are going to overwhelm the copyright and trademark boards with cases on, I want to use this, I own this, they're using something I own, and the patent and trademark office is going to have the work cut out for them. I had a book that apparently somebody copied illegally. Thousands of people got it. I didn't sue. They were students. It sucks. But in this day and age, that's what happened. And the book was copywritten. But no way to tell who did this. No, you know, and it's, you know, I designed the book to help people, so what are you going to do? But you have individuals who are trying to make money for single photos that get used in memes. You could be sharing a meme of a copyrighted photo and get yourself sued. So where something like this happens is when you have a company that wants to do a Taco Tuesday special. If that Taco Tuesday name is copywritten, you could be sued. So I know Taco Bell looks like a real, real bad guy here. I get it. Because they're bigger and badder. But on the flip side, they can be held to so much liability every time they are a part of something that's Taco Tuesday. So having that phrase not trademarked makes it a little easier to not be in fear of liability. And so it's kind of a tricky situation. I don't usually say Taco Tuesday, but if I did, I could be in trouble. Because apparently it's a trademark term. Kleenex. How many times have you guys said, I need a Kleenex? You're supposed to call it a tissue. Kleenex is a brand. And so, you know, the copyright protections are very complex and complicated. And most of the time, innocent infringement is not prosecuted. Like, you didn't know, you didn't mean to make money off of saying Taco Tuesday. You thought it was a term you didn't know. Now everybody knows it's copyrighted or it's trademarked by only in now New Jersey because the other Taco Time place closed it, but... You know, the way things work is if you got the money, you know, the way all these settlements happen is because people don't want to spend the money on legal fees. Easy money. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have asked, how does the legalization of drugs help or hurt the drug abuse, overdose deaths? And now that many cities are allowing open drug use, some are happening in front of young kids in schools, homeless encampments, paraphernalia being given out as a public health service. How's that working out? So I don't have a lot of data, but we do have some data coming out of Oregon. Now, the Washington Examiner said that Oregon had to actually slam their brakes on some of their drug plans because their fentanyl deaths are rising. It's not slowing down the epidemic. It reached a record high of 2022, in 2022, with fentanyl playing a major role. And Oregon had a controversial approach by providing drug users with tools in order to reduce harm. Leaders in Multnomah County passed a measure to allow for the distribution of tinfoil and straws to fentanyl users at sites across Portland. Well, they stopped that. Fentanyl opioid-related overdose deaths rose 533% in that county, we're being told. And officials wanted to outline things they could do to reduce harm, and they're still going to distribute resources, like I'm hoping Narcan, but they got a lot of backlash. And they're also facing staffing shortages in the addiction and recovery workforce. So if you do have somebody that says, okay, I see you have resources, sign me up. Well, there's no staff. You know, I've worked for places like that where they want to get the media attention. They want to get the hype. So they say, hey, guys, this is what we're doing. So when the public goes, okay, I'm ready, there's no staff. And I get it. You were able to kind of get the sound bite and, you know, get the credit. But this is a little bit of a mess. So, does legalization or decriminalization of hard drugs work? Well, The Atlantic looked at it, and The Atlantic said early results of this reform effort to decriminalize to solve America's drug problems are now coming into view, and they are not encouraging. State leaders are acknowledging faults with the policy's implementation and enforcement measures. Oregon's drug problems, according to The Atlantic, have not improved. They reiterate that the state has experienced one of the sharpest rise in overdose deaths in the nation and had one of the highest percentages of adults with a substance use disorder. During one two-week period last month, even three children under the age of four overdosed in Portland. So what changed? Well, drug policies would center around law enforcement, who would arrest people who sold drugs, possessed them, used them. And in recent years, there's been a lot of discussion of racial inequality in the criminal justice system, and that we wanted that many cities wanted to show that they weren't incarcerating one demographic more than another. So they said, look, you know, why don't we give them support rather than arrest? And I was mixed because I'm like, do you have the support? And are those communities getting the help they need? Now, we have been under the false assumption that if somebody gets arrested for drug use, they immediately go into a substance use class or rehab and get immediate counseling and help. I don't know if there's enough in most cities to do that. And so I never felt somebody should be arrested because they were a bad person. I just thought that what was happening as a part of that was them getting rehabilitated and their life being saved. But that's fantasy land. So when you look at Oregon's measure, Measure 110, it was viewed as an opportunity to prove that law enforcement should not be as involved when it comes to that, reduce their role. A lot of dollars in cannabis tax revenue and all sorts of things. Unfortunately, Oregon was supposed to be the poster child for this, and it didn't. Rising overdoses, delays in treatment funding, Many people say now the policy's got to be changed. In a nonpartisan statewide poll, more than 60% of respondents blame Measure 110 for making drug addiction, homelessness, and crime worse. A majority, including a majority of Democrats, said they supported bringing back criminal penalties for drug possession. This year's legislative session, which ended in late June, saw at least a dozen Measure 110-related proposals from Democrats and Republicans, ranging in technical fixes to full restoration of criminal penalties for drug possession, tighter restrictions on fentanyl, and more state oversight of how Measure 110 funding is distributed did pass with bipartisan support. So, you know, I've heard that there are countries that have decriminalized certain drugs, and how's that working? You know, it is going to take, from a national level, the numbers. But as a doctor, I am finding the legalization of marijuana problematic. And I voted to legalize marijuana. I've been very honest about that. And I voted to legalize it because, one, I wanted there to be access for scientists to study it as medicine, for its medicinal properties. Number two is I didn't want our police overwhelmed because they got so much other stuff to deal with. But number three is we were limiting pain medication. And I have a lot of people I know and patients I know that suffer from diabetic neuropathy and all sorts of things, that maybe they could get some relief from marijuana rather than going to the opioids. But what have I seen personally? Poor driving, bad air, children using pot, school dropout, poor work attendance. I'd like to also see the studies on workplace accidents and or foodborne illnesses, STDs. You know, marijuana for some might make people paranoid, but marijuana for others make people more relaxed. So should I get a new condom? No, I'm good. Yeah, we've had a huge spike in STDs. Has anybody asked those individuals with STDs if they were under the influence? Now, alcohol could do the same. And we've legalized alcohol. And I support that alcohol is legal. But we have very strict laws when it comes to driving with alcohol. We have ways to test. Do we have easy ways to test marijuana influence? I could smell it on the highway. And we're talking out in the desert highway where there's no buildings or things to compress the air. We are, and I am smelling it on the highway, meaning it is coming from people's cars. What are we doing about kids exposed to it? When a grown-up drinks some Jack Daniels, it goes into the grown-up. When a grown-up or a parent smokes pot, the kids get exposed to it sometimes. So, you know, it's a mix. I don't think decriminalization of all drugs is the way to go. If any sort of decriminalization is happening, that can only happen once you have the buttress of counseling, of support, of rehab, of community members who can make sure this isn't happening on the streets near schools. We don't want kids falling on syringes. Where are the, you know, biohazard bins? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing the Trump classified documents case, suggesting the start of the trial may be pushed back past the mid-December date proposed by prosecutors. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel said she filed charges against 16 false electors who signed paperwork claiming former President Trump won the 2020 election. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has met with a senior Chinese official in Beijing as a private citizen. The 100-year-old diplomat's trip comes after a number of Biden officials have traveled to Beijing in the past month in an effort to stabilize relations between the U.S. and China. Record-breaking heat still scorching the southern U.S. Phoenix yesterday, reaching 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we have a desire to be tan. I'm not sure where that came from. In the olden days, it was in vogue to be lighter skinned. Personally, I think I look better tan. I'm very light-skinned. So light-skinned that my doctor friends always ask me if I need a transfusion. Are you anemic? No, I'm not anemic. I'm just very, very white. I met Bill Cosby on a track. I was running track. He was at UNLV back in the 90s. Comes up to me. He goes, girl, you white. Like, I know I am. I know. And we talked for a little bit. But so I don't really, you know, mind it being a topic of conversation. But yeah, I have baked out in the sun a good part of my life trying to get that temporary tan, but it's temporary. And the damage it could cause is lifelong. But apparently there's a trend, and this trend is dangerous as people are doing something called beer tanning. Well, as it sounds, you douse yourselves in beer. And it supposedly, very dangerously, concentrates UV rays. Well, doctors are like, that is a bad idea. Beer tanning to try to magnify UV rays to get a tan usually comes with the user not using sunscreen or sun protection. Would almost rather you, well, one, use sunblock. But tanning oil still has some SPF protection, but we don't really recommend tanning oils. And I get it. I remember my aunt who was a model. I remember her in the 80s being all glossy from putting tanning oil on, and she had a beautiful, beautiful tan. But she is constantly checking, you know, for moles. We all, you know, you live out in the sun, you got to look for skin cancer. And what stinks is I've already had some abnormal moles pre-skin cancer removed. I'm always going to have to watch out for that. And it is frustrating that we go through this risk for a beauty trend that doesn't last. Now, people ask, why would individuals, you know, tattoo themselves? Why would you tattoo makeup? Why would you put a tattoo? Well, it's because people can't stand having something that's temporary. See, me, I like the temporariness of it. You know, I've gotten sunburned. I didn't like the way that looked. I know it's going to go away in a little bit. But you have individuals that go, look, I want something for beauty, and I don't want to keep applying it. So I'll do it permanently. But people change their mind. That's one thing you could always count on, somebody changing their mind. So Dr. Shilpi Ketterpal, a dermatologist at the Cleveland Clinic, said she was an absolute shock why anybody would do this. Why would you want to put something on your body that's sticky and messy? Beyond that, these people are putting themselves outside without any sunscreen and exposing them to harmful UV rays. If you pour beer onto your skin, you could suffocate it, leave you at increased risk for heat stroke and dehydration. And even though the beer dries, you're also putting alcohol and you're heating up the alcohol. I don't know. And look, I get that people, what I don't understand is this is what I don't get. I was a poor student. And if I paid for a beer, or if I brought beer, hopefully somebody brought food, because I wouldn't be eating that day. Beer costs money. I'm amazed that somebody would very callously waste a beer. I mean, you're losing money. I don't get it. But this concept of beauty being temporary, we need to keep that in mind as we are obsessing over these weight loss drugs like Wegovy or the diabetic FDA-approved medication, Ozempic, Mounjaro. Losing weight on these medications is not permanent. We want it to be permanent. We hope that if you went through all that cost, that weight loss would be permanent. Unfortunately, it's not. And we are putting ourselves at some pretty huge risk of financial loss as well as medical issues for something that could be temporary. And, you know, I wish we had a better way to lose weight. because people are going to get frustrated. And the more frustrated they get, the more desperate, the more mistakes they'll make. You know, when we look at the Titanic sub, or the Titan sub, you had some experts on that sub. The one was that French former Navy serviceman. I forget his name, Margalot. He knew the dangers, but maybe what happened was the delays and the delays and the delays were so frustrating that they go, okay, now we can go. That's what's happening with a lot of our decisions we make. And by the way, there's people that pry on that. There are sales individuals that know you're frustrated with certain things. And they find when you're going to be frustrated, and they're going to come at you with their ad and hope that you make an impulsive decision. People trying to tan quick. People trying to lose weight quickly. Now, and I want people healthy. I do not want to see, an obese society, but we have an obese society for a variety of reasons. We quit smoking, so all these smokers are now eating because smoking subdued their appetite. We have cheaper junk food and fake food than healthy food. When I try to buy fruits and vegetables, it's a lot more expensive than a frozen dinner on sale for $2.99 or a 99-cent burger or fast food. So junk food is cheaper. We've increased our portion sizes. We get tantalized by commercials, by when we're streaming. When I watch football, I crave pizza because all the commercials have to do with pizza or triple cheeseburgers. Now, I don't eat it, but man, they know how to get you. And we have a marketing industry, and I appreciate marketing because I've been in marketing, that they have the best psychologists behind how they can attract you to shop. So, you know, we have to be careful of these beauty, get rich quick, lose weight fast, get tan quick. We are vulnerable to sadly bad things happening. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep in mind, when it's really, really hot outside, your shoes may not protect you. A lot of you have these flip-flops, and these flip-flops are made of very thin rubber. Well, if you're going to use those shoes outside, you better have some thick-soled shoes to protect your feet when your feet start to burn. It's interesting. When we used to pick up our kids from summer school or at the end of the, either at the end of the school or early school in Vegas, it's still pretty hot, especially in September. I would see teachers wearing boots. I wear boots. People ask, why the hell are you wearing boots? Because my other shoes will burn on the sidewalk and asphalt. Rule of thumb is if you got a pet and you want to go walking, touch the sidewalk with the back of your hand, not the front of your hand, not the palm, because you could burn yourself. And if it's too hot, if you can't hold your hand there for a few seconds, it's too hot for the dog to walk on, the pet to walk on, and you might want to rethink your shoes. So keep in mind, the heat, you know, we kind of forget what we're walking on. We're like, well, you know, I understand it's hot outside, but asphalt can get up to, I've read 145 degrees. Some sources are saying asphalt and sidewalks could get up to 170 degrees. And unfortunately, people can burn their feet. So have that looked at. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember about a couple years ago, some idiot was holding a sign for a picture. I think it was the Tour de France. And she's holding out a sign, trying to take a picture, and then it knocks off a biking contestant and caused some severe damage. Well, we have another selfie issue. A fan trying to take a selfie caused a crash on stage 15 of the Tour de France with 20 riders falling off their bikes. There is about 125 kilometers remaining in the Team Jumbo Visma rider Sepp Kuss and his... Oh, I'm sorry. There was 125 kilometers remaining, but the rider Sepp Kuss, or Kuss, had his handlebars knocked by somebody who was holding out their phone. Kuss swerved into a teammate, Nathan Van Hoedonk. He fell off his bike. That caused a crash behind him. And all the riders who fell in Sunday's crash on the 179-kilometer stage from Le Porte du Soleil to Saint-Gervais-Mont-Blanc were able to continue, luckily. But obviously their times were affected. Now, the leader, Jonas Vingegaard, and second-place Tadej Pogačar were unaffected. But Team Jumbo-Visma said, please be always aware when watching cycling at the side of the road. Now, I guess the Omi and Opi, for I think Grandma and Grandpa, well, a young woman caused a huge pileup on the stage one of the tour, holding up a message in German to her grandparents. And, you know, you look and you see fans right there. And you wonder why there isn't more distance. Well, remember, a lot of the fans give waters out. I would change it. Now, I don't really watch a lot of these cycling compositions, so maybe they have fixed it. But I don't think I would trust a bottle of water by a stranger. Now, I get you're thirsty, and it's really cool that they hand that stuff to you. But what if it's a family member from a competing... They could poison you. I think with any of these tours, there should be barricades and distance from the barricades. Now, I get when you're looking at 175 kilometers, that would take a lot of police or staff. But these people are causing injuries. And then there could be water bottles at certain sites that you could get. You know, it's, I just don't understand. These are, you know, high speeds. Apparently, I think Gino Mader died last month. I believe it was like a high-speed descent. So, you know, there's these individuals who are kind of trying to get a picture, and I get it. We have a obsession with being in selfies. And getting pictures of us in certain areas. And it will, unfortunately, cause people to do dumb things. So dangerous things. I mean, we've had fathers fall off mountains. We've had couples die on hiking trips because they were trying to get the photo. And... it's that fame people are seeking. Like, wow, I can't believe you were there. Wow, I'm jealous. Wow. Now, if there's any good to the whole selfie issue, it does, I think all of us would be a lot more homebound if it wasn't for those groups of individuals who feel like, you know what, I want to show I'm living too. I want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. It's interesting. We know some people that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and summited. And I'm hearing more people go, well, I want to do that. I want to summit a mountain. You know, and you know, sometimes it does kind of make you, you know what, I want to go to a game too. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm, you know, feel FOMO, fear of missing out. And I guess going to the Tour de France is pretty exciting. And I understand you also don't want to get other people in your picture. They could get mad at you. So it's great for you to get a picture. But, you know, here they come. But they're riding quickly. And you're screwing around with your photo. By the way, when you do take a selfie, how many of you guys get stuck on that 3-2-1 where there's a timer? I don't understand why it's timed. I'm sure that's some feature that offers benefit to some. But you're sitting there thinking it's a quick selfie, and you're waiting 3 seconds. Well, then a biker hits you. So look, you know, I did not take enough pictures of the kids, or I did, and whatever the pictures went on, and I thought I did backups, I can't find. And so I will post more on social media. So at least I have some recollection of things and some memories. And yes, if I do something cool like meeting Jimmy Garoppolo, I am going to capture that. And it is fun to share a Jimmy Garoppolo picture since he's so good looking. But don't be causing people harm. Hell, and realize that it is fake fame. Somebody liking what you did and you getting a bunch of likes, as quickly as you get those likes, as fast as people forget, you might think that what you did is the most important thing, and you're going to become famous, and you're going to have a following. It's, everybody all can't be famous. I will probably never be one of those radio hosts that are huge, and that's fine, because I have a different purpose. I want to educate, I love what I do, and I'm fine, you know. Slow and steady wins the race. I'm not here to become the next Sean Hannity. But, although Sean Hannity started TV first before radio. So, but just please be careful. Be aware. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.